In the headlines, a 77-year-old male has become the latest victim to gun violence on Ireland following a weekend shooting incident in the community of Meikle. Education officials have extended the period of temporary closure at three educational institutions on Ireland. And today marks the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War. Details coming up.
Friday until November 22nd, get special offers from Massey Stores Home and Mega. It's our Gray Friday specials leading up to Black Friday. You heard right. We're starting early on select items in store every Friday from November 1st to 22nd. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and check out our website at Massey Stores SLU. Remember to swipe your Massey card and enjoy Gray Friday sales from November 1st to 22nd at Massey Stores Home and Mega.
Hurricane season is here and the time to be prepared is now. Your safety and the safety of your assets begins with you. So don't wait until the last moments to prepare. Make sure trees around your home are properly trimmed to avoid branches and roots from damaging your assets. Test your shutters and generators. Secure loose objects around your property. And remember, always be fully insured. Secure the right policy for your family, yourself, and your assets at Nagico Insurances. For more information and hurricane preparedness tips, visit Nagico.com and the Nagico Insurances Instagram and Facebook page. Be prepared and safe during this hurricane season. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Picking the right tile can be confusing. Where do you go to get expert advice and a wide range of tiles at low prices? The Tile Gallery. That's where. The new home for classy and unique tiles for any room and outdoor area. Find it all when you visit the Tile Gallery at Home Depot, Wadawaj. The Tile Gallery. Affordable style.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. A 77-year-old male has become the latest victim to gun violence on Ireland following a weekend shooting incident in the community of Meikle. On Saturday, November 9th, businessman Andrew Joseph, the proprietor of Andrew's Minimart in Monrepool, Meikle, was shot in the abdomen during a robbery executed by two masked individuals. According to eyewitness reports, the two robbers escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash. Joseph was transported to St. Jude Hospital via ambulance at about 7:15 p.m., where he is reported to be in critical but stable condition. Two individuals are reported to be in police custody assisting with investigations into Saturday evening shooting. Meanwhile, fire and emergency officials have noted that the weekend shooting forms the lone incident in some 81 medical emergencies responded to throughout the just concluded weekend. Assistant Divisional Officer David Antoine detailed the responses mounted.
On the weekend of November 8th to the 11th, the fire department responded to a total of 88 ambulance calls, 81 were medical emergencies. The nature of these incidents included 9 motor vehicle accidents, 2 physical assaults, and 1 shooting incident. On Friday, November 8th, at approximately 4:43 p.m., fire officers from the Sufre Fire Station responded to a stabbing incident at Canaries. On arrival at the scene, emergency personnel assessed and treated a 24-year-old male for a stab wound to the chest. He was subsequently transported to the St. Jude's Hospital in a stable condition. On Saturday, November 9th, at approximately 7:11 p.m., fire officers from the Meikle Fire Station responded to a shooting incident at Monrepool, Meikle. On arrival at the scene, emergency personnel assessed and treated a 77-year-old male for a bullet wound to the upper abdomen. He was subsequently transported to the St. Jude Hospital in a critical condition. On Saturday, November 9th, at approximately 7:15 p.m., fire officers from the Zeeford Fire Station responded to a head-on collision between a motor car and an SUV near the Zeeford Recreation Park. On arrival at the scene, emergency personnel assessed and treated the 5 occupants of the vehicles for minor injuries. They were subsequently transported to the St. Jude's Hospital for further medical attention. The fire department also responded to 2 fire calls, 1 rubbish and an electrical pole fire.
That was Assistant Divisional Officer with the St. Lucia Fire Service, David Antoine. Education officials have extended the period of temporary closure at 3 institutions on Ireland. On Saturday, November 9th, in a statement issued by the Ministry of Education citing the facilitation of, quote, further comprehensive testing and remediation as the cause of the change made to the reopening timeline. According to the weekend statement, the ministry is nearing the end of the identified issues. The document further notes the need for erring on the side of caution in ensuring that environments are safe for staff and students of the institutions. The extension followed the initial announcement of the period of closure for 2 institutions, the Bocage and Sir Ira Simmons Secondary Schools, made on Wednesday, November 6th, with a subsequent inclusion of the Ontrepool Secondary School on Thursday, November 7th, 2019. All 3 institutions were to resume operations on Monday, November 11th, with reassurance given by the Ministry of Education that, quote, significant work including deep cleaning, mold remediation, and quality testing had been undertaken at the institutions, end quote, as well as the promise of additional air quality testing being undertaken ahead of reopening. While to date no official announcement has been made on the institutions, on when the institutions are expected to resume operation, sources have indicated that a meeting between teachers, officials at the Ministry of Education, representatives of the Parent Teacher Association, as well as the St. Lucia Teachers Union at one of the affected schools is scheduled for 1 p.m. today. The Ministry of Commerce, International Trade, Investment, Enterprise Development and Consumer Affairs has presented the most recent adjustment on the cost of petroleum products on Ireland. According to a statement issued announcing the changes, modifications in the international cost of oil and the application of government's modified market pass-through petroleum pricing mechanisms are responsible for the resultant adjustments in the retail price of gasoline and LPG 20, 22 and 100-pound cylinders as of November 11, 2019. Gasoline decreased from $2.92 to $2.91 per litre, or $13.28 to $13.24 per gallon. Diesel remains unchanged at $2.94 per litre, or $13.37 per gallon. Kerosene remains unchanged at $1.79 per litre, or $8.12 per gallon. The 20-pound cylinder increased from $31.38 to $32.01 per cylinder. The 22-pound cylinder increased from $34.79 to $35.49 per cylinder. The 100-pound cylinder increased from $200.71 to $203.89 per cylinder. The next adjustment of the retail price of fuel products has been scheduled for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. Today marks the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War. Remembrance Day was first observed in 1919 throughout the British Commonwealth. Remembrance Day in most countries is marked to recall the end of hostilities of the First World War on that date in 1918. Hostilities formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in accordance with the armistice signed by representatives of Germany between 5:12 and 5:20 that morning. The First World War officially ended with the signing of the Treaty of Versailles on June 28th, 1919. Now to the regional developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stocks tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone. Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Peru's president resigns, but regional allies said he was pushed out by a coup. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Monday, November 11, 2019. We'll have details to this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Peru's president, Evo Morales, resigned Sunday after military leaders demanded he did so in what some of his allies in Latin America are calling a coup. Morales had faced opposition demonstrations following recent general elections, which some observers said had irregularities. The Peruvian leader went on TV Sunday saying he was quitting amidst signs that members of the army and police were refusing to provide him with any security. Morales, the country's leader for nearly 14 years, said in televised comments that he would submit his resignation letter to help restore stability, though he aimed barbs at what he called a civic coup. Argentine president-elect Alberto Fernandez also called the development a coup, as did Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. Cuban president Miguel Díaz-Canel, another long-line Morales ally, tweeted his solidarity and said, quote, The world must be mobilized for the life and freedom of Evo, unquote. Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said the country would offer Morales asylum if he sought it. Other countries in the region said Morales will be welcomed, but the new former leader said he's not leaving his country. Trinidad MP Fitzgerald Hines has been appointed a deputy leader of the ruling People's National Movement, replacing PNM MP and former Minister Marlene MacDonald. The announcement was made at the end of Sunday's PNM convention. Other PNM deputies are Joan Yuli Williams, Rohan Sinanan, and PNM Tobago leader Kelvin Charles. Hines is minister in the Attorney General's ministry. MacDonald had been PNM deputy leader, legislative, since 2010. That post had become vacant since she was fired in August. More than a third of Haitians are facing severe food insecurity, sparked by price hikes, dwindling agricultural production, and widespread social unrest, the UN's World Food Programme has warned. A study conducted last month shows that out of Haiti's 11 million inhabitants, nearly 3.7 million are in a situation of severe food insecurity, WFP spokesman Hervé Verhoosel told journalists in Geneva. Among them, more than 1 million people are considered to be facing a food emergency, just one step away from famine, meaning families face extreme hardship to meet their food needs, the agency said. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, Jamaica will not be accepting any new loans from China, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said in an official statement released on the weekend at the end of an official visit to the country. Holness, in the statement, said, however, that cooperation with the Chinese on major infrastructure would continue. He said those infrastructure projects will be joint venture partnerships, either public-private partnerships or private sector transactions directly between Jamaican firms and Chinese firms. Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark in January said loans from the Chinese accounted for 3.9% of Jamaica's total loan portfolio. Based on Jamaica's debt stock of about $2 trillion, loans from the Chinese would amount to about $78 billion. The Prime Minister said Jamaica's partnership with China going forward will focus on economic zones, logistics, agriculture, water and sewage, affordable housing and urban development. The International Monetary Fund is admitting that Jamaica is ending the relationship with a weaker growth outlook than was projected at the start of the program. Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, former head of the IMF team for Jamaica, stated in an interview that growth has improved, supported by mining, construction, and agricultural industries. However, she said the outlook is weaker than envisioned at the start of the programs and poverty remains high. Despite this, Dr. Ramakrishnan expressed confidence there is still momentum and commitment to continue reforms in several key areas to support broad-based and higher growth. Douglas Vass, a former member of the Jamaica cabinet of Edward Siaga, died on Sunday morning at the age of 83. Vass reportedly passed away during his sleep. A noted textile manufacturer before entering representational politics in the 1970s, Mr. Vass was also a former president of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association. He was first elected to Parliament in 1976 and after the 1980 general election was appointed Minister of Industry and Commerce. Douglas Vass was the father of the current minister with portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Darrell Vass. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. A 77-year-old male has become the latest victim to gun violence on Allen following a weekend shooting incident in the community of Miku. Education officials have extended the period of temporary closure at three educational institutions on Island. And today marks the anniversary of the end of the First World War. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.